News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. We'll start with great news for Packer fans. The team controls its playoff destiny again because they needed the Lions to lose, and the Lions did, defeated on a long, late field goal by the Baltimore Ravens.
This is 61 yards, the longest kick Tucker's ever attempted in the NFL. On the way, drifting right, and it is good!
That's the call from ESPN as the Ravens beat the Lions 18-16. If the Packers win their final two games, they'll make the playoffs. You'll hear more about it in sports with Tom King coming up next. A Wausau School District investigation into the controversy over Christmas concerts is complete. It was reviewed in closed session last night and will be released to the public in the near future, perhaps today on the school district's website. Wausau attorney Kevin Terry conducted the investigation. His 18-page report was presented yesterday to the school board, although the findings are not public. The board went behind closed doors to, quote, consider social or personal histories of specific persons. Superintendent Kathleen Williams was ill last night and did not attend the meeting. A federal judge rules the NSA surveillance program is unconstitutional.
The NSA is breaking the law. That's according to one federal judge who says the government agency's bulk collection of millions of Americans' telephone records violates the Constitution. District Court Judge Richard Leon has ordered a preliminary injunction to stop collecting the records of two men who had challenged the program. Judge Leon says he expects the government to appeal his ruling, so the court's decision is on hold. A committee appointed by President Obama is expected to make a plea to telephone companies so they, instead of the NSA, hold on to data so it can later be searched. But intelligence officials and phone companies are said to oppose such a plan. Ainsley Earhart, Fox News.
The family of the teen who opened fire at a Colorado high school last Friday is speaking out. In a statement, the family of Carl Pearson says they are shattered by the events that took place at Arapahoe High School, and they say they can't begin to understand why their son did it. More information has been released on that Saturday night fire at the Days Inn in Wausau. Detective Captain Greg Hagenbusher says they have a pretty good idea about the cause.
It appears to be electrical, and then it had started inside a wall. And it may be as a result of some flooding that happened earlier on Saturday on the second floor of the Days Inn.
That's because of a bathtub that overflowed. A number of people who were staying and some living at the hotel have been displaced, and they've been relocated to the Plaza Hotel across the street. That proposed 40-unit student housing development near the UW-Stevens Point campus has been voted down. Alderman Mike Wiese successfully amended the development to include 192 parking stalls instead of the planned 73. He said he did not believe the original developer's plan was adequate.
They're looking to put a five-story building, which is not anywhere near that area. And they didn't provide, in my opinion, ample parking. They're having 180-some beds, but only providing 73 parking spots. And then they tried to tweak it up, saying, well, we got 11 bike spots and two moped spots for 182 people. That was not appropriate.
Other council members objected to $500,000 in tax increment financing district money that would have been used to help build that complex. There have been some redevelopment along Division Street over the past few years, but some projects like this one have now failed to advance. The harvest camp that had been housing some of the mine protesters in Iron County will not be disbanded for the time being. Harvest camp residents have been staying on forest land since the spring in response to Gojibik Taconite's mine proposal, but the Iron County Forestry Committee voted last week to evict them, but that doesn't mean the issue is gone for good. Iron County Clerk Mike Serry has the latest.
He asked us to table it, and we decided it'd be easier just to remove it from the agenda than have a lot of people show up here.
This marks the second time the county board has not taken action on the legality of that harvest camp. They were hoping to organize supporters for a big turnout in support of the project. The issue could come up again a month from now. Let's get a look at our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Snow showers possible through this morning, then breezy throughout the afternoon. Daytime highs near 23 with a west-northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cold overnight tonight once again. Lows near 4 with a west wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy on Wednesday, highs near 24. A little warmer on Thursday, highs near 27, but with snowfall, especially with Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening, highs near 17 though by Friday. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist meteorologist Rob Duns on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
That is Rob Duns. It is 17 degrees with, again, about an inch of snow. You will wake up to snow-covered roads around central Wisconsin this morning, so please drive with care. And I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.